Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Out. Welcome to Natch View. Welcome to Natch View, everybody.
We were covering our mouths, trying not to ruin that solo, because we were
both laughing. Welcome the laughs, and also, I famously engineer the show. I can cut them.
Oh, great.
I can cut your mics. So, laugh, emote, do your thing. Welcome, everybody, to Natch View. Welcome to Natch View, the beauty comedy podcast, where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, the beauty talk shock jock, your queen of creams, the host of the most serious, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, and your kooky Southern Jewish aunt. Yes, honey, we converted. Welcome to Natch Butte. I'm feeling so energized by my two lovely guests. I have a guest, and I also have my new sidekick, Chelsea, here.
Hey!
That y'all met last week, but I'm feeling rejuvenated by my guests. It's so nice to be in person, isn't it? After a year of Zoom interviews.
It's so nice.
Welcome to Natch View. I am so thrilled about my guest today. My guest today is an absolute stunning beauty.
Yeah, we
love to see it. And a powerfully funny woman. And that, to me, is the most beautiful thing of all. We love a Natch View here. She has her own hour-long Netflix special, Quarter Life Crisis, on Netflix now. If you haven't watched it, honey, add that to the queue. Plus, if you dig live comedy, she's touring right now at a comedy club near you. Plus, she is about to embark on a theater tour coming to a city near you, honey, on the Deal With It tour. So those tickets are on sale now. You better get them. She's a Scorpio queen, such as myself, and she's a Natch View. We're welcoming today Taylor Tomlinson. Welcome to Natch View. You're a double T, which is exciting.
I am a double T. Yeah. It also makes me feel better when people who seem like they have their shit together are Scorpios as well.
Yes.
Because it does feel kind of insulting when people are like, oh, you're a Scorpio.
Yes. I've had men and women go, oh, a Scorpio.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you saying? I had one lady go, oh, that means you're a freak.
Right.
And I'm like, set your expectations reasonably, okay? Okay, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, are you a freak? I'm just kidding. Don't answer
that.
That's
like the nicest attribute you get as a Scorpio.
Yes,
and
we love.
Like, whoo, don't double cross them. And to be honest, I do. Look,
yes.
I identify with a lot of Scorpio traits.
Same. If you sting me, motherfucker, you're getting stung.
Yes.
That's how I operate.
Mm-hmm. I'm not proud of it, but I'd like to be more forgiving. I don't know what sign that is. What's the forgiving sign?
Who
Aries?
Knows?
Aquarius?
I realize I have a lot of Aries in my life. What are you? You're not Aries. But
I'm a Virgo. I have no idea what anything means.
Okay.
I don't know
I'm
what
the
a
Virgin,
Virgo is.
Which that's the first sign that I was like, this is all horseshit. Yeah. I don't believe in any of this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the Virgin? No.
You know what? Everybody just do your best out there.
Yeah.
Taylor, welcome to Natch View.
I'm
so pleased that you're here, especially making room among all of your gigs to come say hello in the new Natch View studio, honey, which
so
is
nice.
Just an empty room, but it's going to be really cute when we're done.
There's a rug in here.
There is a rug.
There's a rug.
Yeah.
I had to put a rug for the sound because we don't like echoing. Yeah, yeah. Taylor, I must ask you the first question I ask everybody on Natch View, which is what type of skin do you have?
I think I have combination,
mm-hmm.
I think. Mm-hmm. Does that sound right, Chelsea? I'm going to be asking Chelsea a lot of confirmation questions because Chelsea probably knows my skin better than I do. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff I use is just... everything I use was just either recommended to me by Chelsea or another close friend of mine.
Yeah.
Because I'm so dumb when it comes to beauty and skin.
I don't know. I look at your skin and all I see is the moon, the milk.
It's just beautiful. Yeah.
The goddess energy.
Gorgeous skin. Radiant.
Radiant.
We love to see it. Do you remember, Taylor... This is something Chelsea might not be able to help you with. You're on your own here. Do you remember the first beauty product that you ever bought or used? Maybe stole? I don't know your past. Sometimes I went through a phase.
Shoplifting?
Yeah.
Hot. Wasn't that fun?
God, that's so hot. I'm soaked.
So Scorpio of you.
Yeah, well, you know, little white girl in the suburbs trying to act out by stealing makeup from Target.
I don't think I'm a Christian. Let's feel something.
Exactly. It's lame and privileged. Do you remember, Taylor, do you have any idea when you were younger? Maybe it was a sunscreen. Maybe it was Tommy Girl perfume. Maybe it was...
Does makeup count?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think it was just mascara. Because mm-hmm. I think I was so desperate to wear makeup in middle school. All my friends started wearing makeup before me. And I had very conservative parents. Mm-hmm. And my dad was just like, you're a whore if you wear makeup. Yeah. And I was like, can I just wear mascara for picture day? Can I just do that? And I think I was allowed to start wearing it when I was like 13.
Mm-hmm.
Which now as an adult, I'm like, that seems reasonable, actually.
Yes,
13.
But there are 13-year-olds. There are children on Instagram that can beat a face better than the drag queens. I mean, it's truly astounding.
What TikTok has done for the preteen culture.
It's really remarkable. Astounding. It really is.
Oh, the makeup on TikTok is so intimidating. It's crazy.
Yes.
And like I like to watch the ones where they do the transformation because it starts completely blank, obviously, and then by the end you almost forget what they looked like. But then the video starts over.
Back. And they're acting the whole time. They do a dialogue from a scene or something.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have a job because I feel like that's my bread and butter. I would be killing that.
Oh my God.
Shout out to the teens in their parents' house living off their free rent.
Alabama Barker is my actual CEO icon.
Yes. She's on her way.
God, I mean, some of these kids will lip sync my jokes from the Netflix special and they're doing incredible makeup during it.
So
and I'm like,
fun.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have that skill. So you just feel bad about yourself or a really hot girl will like lip sync your bit and get way more views and likes. And you're like, oh, it could have been like this. Could have been so much more successful. But yes, I think mascara was probably the first thing I ever bought and snuck it to school before I was allowed to wear it officially.
What you do is extremely impressive.
Thank you.
So, and so is sewing makeup.
Yes, it is. It's just a different art form.
A different form of the art. Taylor, this is one of my final warm-up questions. Yes, we do a lot of them. If you could redo any album in the world, fully produced, but you get to be the lead singer, what album would you choose?
Oh my gosh, this is a terrible question for me because I cannot sing at all. And my dad's like an amazing singer.
Well,
like
we could auto-tune you. We'll get DJ Redwan. We'll get... Who else? Any problematic producers off the top of your head? Non-problematic producers.
Non-problematic.
I can't even think of one.
I don't know.
We'll get somebody really good to auto-tune you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Let's go off the TikTok thing. Yeah. I'll do the Olivia Rodrigo album because I'd be making so much money.
Oh, that would be so
fun. Much money. She's also from Temecula, where I grew up.
How exciting.
She's doing way better than me.
But I told you, when I heard that album, I went, why is an 18-year-old more in touch with my current 30-year-old?
No, same.
I know.
No, I'm telling you. I literally, when Deja Vu came on, I feel like I went into a trance. Like, I was like, she's saying everything I'm thinking.
I know.
It's really impressive.
I'm like, did I not evolve past 18? That tracks. That feels that feels fair.
Good for her.
She's amazing.
We love.
So proud of her.
Okay, last warm-up question. Mm-hmm. Taylor, this is an attribute after all, mm-hmm. and you are an attribute. What is the most beautiful thing about yourself?
Oh my God.
It can be physical, it can be existential. I've heard it all.
It's my sense of humor.
Yes.
I think I stole that from Hannah's episode, actually.
No, it's a valid answer and
sense of humor.
And relevant.
Physically I like my lips. I'm good with my lips.
Oh yeah, it's honey.
Yeah.
It's a great noise, Chelsea. Great.
I love it. I love your lips.
I love your lips. That might be a Nash. Write it down, Chelsea. Okay, next.
On it, babe.
So we've already gotten a little bit of a glimpse into the beauty and things just hearing about your childhood. Growing up, skincare, beauty, what were your feelings? What were your general thoughts? Were you into it? Were you not? Were you just rolling with the homies?
I was not into it. I was not good at it at all. I barely knew how to do my makeup. I think I just did like mascara and like the really heavy like underwater line mm-hmm. eyeliner that everybody mm-hmm. liked. I did not know. I just used whatever Aveeno Clean and Clear mm-hmm. with the micro beads, which we now know are terrible yes. for you. I just used that all growing up. And I never had like horrible like cystic acne or anything, but I did have acne in high school and college. When I stopped eating dairy in college, it got a lot better. And then I was actually, I've talked to Chelsea about this, but I was washing my face with honey for a few mm-hmm. years mm-hmm. because
Manuka?
I think so, yeah. And someone had been on Self Helpless and mm-hmm. had said that was good. And so Kelsey Cook, who does it with me, and I just got on the honey train yeah. for a while. And I was like, this is amazing. And then recently I got a facial like a couple months ago and I told her that. And she was like, I was like, I'm looking for a good cleanser because mm-hmm. I've been using honey for years. And she was like, yeah, maybe don't do that. Hmm. And so I just recently started using like an actual cleanser again.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm telling you, the estheticians, dermatologists, and like the holistic ladies, they're like the sharks in the jets. Like they argue, they don't agree. One will say one thing, you'll go to the next, and they'll go, that's horrible, don't do that. And then you'll tell the other one what they said, and they'll go, no, they're lying. Like, who do we trust?
I know, the dermatologists on YouTube are anti-astringent. They do yes. not want that witch hazel. And I'm like, I thought toners were good.
I've heard they're bad.
Oh, then I can't win in this world.
Who do we ask?
How do you fix the blackheads? I just simply don't know.
I know. It's very upsetting. I just look up the skincare hashtag on TikTok now, and literally, yeah. that's how I've gotten on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's Hiram. Hiram's the king.
Oh, you know yes. Hiram? Yes, yeah. yes.
He was on Nesbu last year. Oh, he's nice. Taken off. That's interesting. And honestly, that kind of answered my next question. I was wondering, because of the Self Helpless podcast, has there been anything that somebody said that you were like, I think I'm going to try that. I think I'm going to do it. And now it's like your thing.
Yeah, it was the honey thing for a while. And I don't co-host Self Helpless anymore, but Kelsey and Delaney still do it.
Yes.
And every once in a while, I'll pop in. But it got to be a little too much for me to do a weekly podcast and a Patreon and all that.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
It's a lot of work, and we're so impressed by your setup here. The mic covers match the rug, you guys.
Oh, wow.
It's on another level here. Yeah, and Kelsey's really good at makeup, mm-hmm. like incredible at makeup.
Is she self-taught?
Yeah, yeah, she's YouTube mm-hmm. beauty guru, self-taught, mm-hmm. and she'll do Zoom classes for people.
Oh, that's right. I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, and she's so good at it, and it takes so long. We went to Vegas once, Kelsey Delaney and I, and she did both of our makeup, and it took so long. And I was like, this is why I don't do this, because it's just...
It's a lot.
It's just a lot, and that's why I like TikTok, because there's all these people who are just like, this is how you do it really fast.
Yes, in 60 seconds.
Yes.
Or 3 minutes now.
Yes.
Which is a mind trip.
How is it just like the power of editing? Do they just
power of editing.
Some of it is.
They just do a time lapse thing where it goes back.
They edit. They cut. Yeah. They slice.
I don't believe
transitions.
It. I don't think. You need to buffer in an extra 30 seconds here to find the product, an extra 20 seconds here.
Have y'all
made off the black
gunk? Have y'all made a TikTok?
It's a lot of work.
It is.
And that app is so unuser friendly.
I don't.
My hands are too big for the tiny little buttons. I'm telling you. I'm like, how? It's made for children. It's made for little tiny hands.
That's how they keep us off of it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's so difficult to edit.
I don't get it.
Chelsea, you have tiny hands. Should be perfect.
I know, I do.
You do have tiny hands.
You have the cutest hands.
They call them hooves.
Okay, they are not hooves. They're adorable.
I have giant hands, so let's
see. Let's do the hand test. Sorry to all the listeners.
Do you have giant hands?
I have giant hands.
Well, you're 5'10".
I'm 5'10", but I also have giant hands. Okay. When I first moved here, I tried to be a hand double for Misha Barton.
Hot.
And I went, because we were the same height, and I went, and it was all 5'10 women, and we all put our hands out, and my hands were literally like 5 times bigger than everyone else's, and Misha Barton did not pick me. She picked one of the people who have normal size hands, and that's fine.
But they're long and slender. They're like
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, but they are large, and okay. I don't have any athletic ability, so they go to waste.
Okay, just put your hand on mine.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
It's like, that's so mommy sweet. And baby. Mummy oh and
I am freakishly, you look I am like, freakishly tiny hands.
You look actually, like yeah. Simba putting his paw in the paw print yes, of Mufasa.
The dead. I know, they're really...
Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen Lion
They're
King.
Really tiny. They're really good
they're
for,
so
as Bo Burnham would be happy. He'd be happy to have me around because I can put my whole fist into a Pringles can. No problem.
Yeah.
Oh
it's
my God.
Easy.
I bet men love it
right
too because then their dick looks so big.
Oh, guys love...
In your little hand.
They love my tiny
It's the
hand.
Opposite for me. Oh my God. They tell me to put my hands behind my back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just like a laugh around their dick.
I am masculating men when I
yes.
put my hand on their dick.
Oh, enough about that.
Back to you, Taylor.
When you would do the honey, I'm just curious. Yeah. You would, is it from the little bear? Like that kind of honey? Or maybe a jar? Or?
It was from like a squeezy thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't do a jar. I'm not that good. It wasn't a bear, but it was a plastic squeezy thing. The nice thing about washing your face with honey is that if I travel so much that if I ever forgot cleanser or forgot honey,
pop into the local Sprouts.
So easy to get. So easy to get. So that's a nice like backup if I ever forgot anything. Probably.
And then how does the honey rinse off? To me, it would be very difficult.
Really? It's really not that difficult.
So sticky, bro.
It just takes a few more splashes.
Yeah.
Doesn't it get in your hair and stuff?
No.
Your eyebrows?
You put it back. Yeah, you gotta get it out of your eyebrows. Yeah. But you can also put them around your eyebrow. You don't have to put it in your eyebrow.
Yeah. Well, I need to cleanse my eyebrows personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dirty spot for
me. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Like with shampoo?
No.
I was like, really? I was like, is this a thing? Should I be doing that?
I cleanse them.
I cleanse them too.
Of course I cleanse
them. I exfoliate
them. Yeah. It's smart.
Yeah. Oh, I exfoliate and they're. Yeah, I don't want to get like a zit in my eyebrow.
An ingrown in the eyebrow can really throw your game off. I had a guest on who was a holistic naturopath. Mm-hmm. And famously, naturopaths call themselves doctors, and it's very confusing. And, you know, it's a whole thing. But she said she washed her face with Manuka honey.
Mm.
Now, I have never purchased Manuka honey, but I imagine it's very expensive.
I don't know what the difference is, to be honest with you.
I need to look that up. Oh, this is a Chelsea job.
Is this finally?
See what I mean?
There's a reason that you brought me on.
This is what I'm talking about.
On it, babe.
Well, okay, while you're doing that, I would love to know, Taylor, you go, I'm imagining, from gig to gig, traveling, and then during the day you're doing meetings, you're doing podcasts. Is there a difference between your glam on stage and your glam day to day?
I put on more makeup for meetings probably than I do for being on stage. And there are definitely times where I put on more makeup, but my makeup's pretty natural, I think.
I've seen you do a little bit of a lip, maybe like a color.
Yeah, that's about as glam as I get, because I don't know how to do eyeshadow. Like Kelsey's taught me a few times. I don't get it.
Yeah,
it's so confusing to me. It's so easy to mess up.
Yes.
I just don't mess with eyeshadow ever. So if you do like a bold lip, people are like, you tried.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
You have it together.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, I think for meetings, I probably try a little bit harder. And then on stage, it also depends how my skin's doing. Like I was on antibiotics for a minute and that just ravaged my skin. And so I was wearing more like
foundation.
I do the It.
The CC cream.
Yes. The like oil free matte, which my friend Erica Spira told me to use.
Yes.
And
very popular.
It's great. It's so nice. And then when my skin's doing better, I use the Laura Mercier one, which is what Chelsea told me to use.
Tinted moisturizer?
Yes.
I love it. I love that.
We love Annette over here.
Yeah. Mm. I like that. So that on stage will be good. But then also like now with stand up, you have to be like filming all your sets. So you can post clips and stay relevant on Instagram and TikTok. It's exhausting. So now I have to wear makeup on stage. Where like a couple years ago, I would have just gone up at the Comedy Store looking like shit. But now every comedy show has its own personal photographer. And they're going to post them.
Yes.
And you're like, really? I used to be able to show up looking like dog shit. And now I have to try at least a little. Like it's
not anymore, honey. You got to come look like a model.
Yeah. That's right. The standards are getting out of control.
Yeah. It's unacceptable.
Before you would go on stage, how long would you say it takes you to get ready? 5 minutes, 10?
For makeup or in total?
In total.
From start of shower?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's throw the shower in there.
Yeah. But from stepping into the shower to ready to go, I need like minimum 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
And I noticed.
Preferably an hour.
I noticed that you pretty much always wear a ponytail when you perform. Mm-hmm. Is that a superstition or is that just what you like? Is that?
Yeah, here's the thing. I have only performed with my hair down for a couple TV appearances and I'm always like, what are you doing? Like, it just doesn't feel to me, and this is in my head, of course, but to me, it feels like everybody's looking at me going, oh, you tried to look pretty. That's cute. And that's, I don't know, putting my hair up just makes me feel like I'm at my job. I don't have to worry. I don't mess with it. Like,
it's like, I'm at Trader Joe's. I'm bagging groceries.
Yes.
This is what I'm doing.
Yes. And you don't have to mess with it. You can just stay. And also if I'm like, when I film my special, we film two shows. it so much easier to make sure your hair looks continuity, the same. Honey. Yeah.
We respect that.
Yeah.
We respect that. I just thought it was like your little signature and I liked that. I thought that was
fun.
You know how like dads put on their dirty jersey every time the Chiefs play or something? I was like, maybe this is some kind of superstition.
It kind of is. Yeah. If I leave my hair down, I'm like, oh, that's why you sucked.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't.
Hair, man. Yeah. The tendril did it.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you put that wave in your hair? Is that natch?
No, it's, I have naturally wavy hair, but it's not curly. It's not good like this. It's more like kinky and like inconsistent. I have combination hair. I have
combination like hair, combination pieces, skin.
Pieces which are like straight and then a bunch of like the under parts are like more curly and it's just not. And I have fine hair, so I need more volume. So yeah, I and curling it is usually faster and easier for me because my hair holds that better than straight.
You do like a little wand? You do a little wrap of the wand?
No, I do a curling iron.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I do that. I learned somewhere online at one point where you do that thing where you pump the handle so you're not clamping it. Works great.
And you do that every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
It's faster. Weirdly.
The game is strong.
Yeah.
The game is strong because I'm the opposite. I'm like, I'll do a face, but the hair will just hang.
Right.
I don't do shit. I haven't washed his hair in weeks. You know?
But I also got that Revlon thing that brushes it and dries it at the same time. You can't do it. You have to like blow dry your roots, but that has made it so I can do my hair straight sometimes because it does everything at once and it's really fast.
Oh, do you have an update for us?
I have an update. You want to hear about why Manuka honey is worth your investment?
Yes, and I also want to know how much it is compared to other honeys.
Well, that I didn't. Okay, so
that'll be the next round. We check in with you about.
Okay, Manuka honey comes from the Manuka bush. And it doesn't grow everywhere, which is why it is more expensive, because it only grows in New Zealand and Australia natively.
So anyway, it comes a long way to L.A.
Yeah, it's traveling.
The carbon footprint on this Manuka honey is very high.
It's wild.
And that makes me uncomfortable.
But the antibacterial properties are higher as well.
But how much higher? Is it if I go down here to the farmer's market and get me some local honey, is it worth it?
Research has shown, my love, that Manuka bush honey is very powerful in fighting bacteria, which is probably why people use it on their skin, because it's fighting all your disgusting zitty bacterial properties. Anyway, that's really the main difference. It's got some shit that I can't pronounce in it that makes it better for fighting bacteria.
Will you go on Amazon and just see how much a jar of Manuka is, just for our own curiosity. And before we get that, we're going to play a game called the Grab Bag of Fun.
Yay!
Time to get excited for the Grab Bag of Fun. Yeah, what's going to be inside it?
So this is a new segment on Attribute. Now that we're recording live again, we're celebrating by letting my guests pick something out of the Grab Bag of Fun.
Ooh.
Chelsea, I believe I put the Grab Bag of Fun over by you. It is a Spectrum internet bag. Yes,
wow.
This is what my internet came in. Now, this bag is full of all kinds of things. There could be a beauty product, a makeup product, something kind of shitty, to be honest. That's the fun of the Grab Bag of Fun. So, Taylor, please reach in the Grab Bag of Fun. Feel around. Nothing's alive as far as I know, so don't worry. You won't be
hurt.
I just grabbed
the first thing I touched.
Okay, we have a rose water toner.
Okay. We've heard conflicting reports on toner.
That's true.
What do you think of toner?
So this is what I think of toner.
This is good toner.
This is nice, lovely toner. It will be lovely and soothing for self-care. This is what I think of toner. And this is from somebody who's interviewed 250 people on a podcast. Toner is not a necessary skincare step. If your cleanser is pH balancing, which most of them are, you don't need a toner because the whole point of toner is to rebalance your skin's pH after cleansing. However, it is a nice step. And depending on what you put on after the toner, if you were to put on a water-based serum like a hyaluronic, it will help your skin absorb better because it is moist.
Okay, I have another question.
Yes.
Because I recently saw on TikTok, everything I've learned.
No, I love
is on
TikTok too.
I love TikTok.
It's my favorite thing happening in my life.
There's a girl in there who I believe is an esthetician. And I think her name's Charlotte Palmer.
Oh, yeah. She was on Attribute.
She was on Attribute?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I watch her stuff all the time.
Yeah,
I don't think I follow
her. She's so
wonderful. But I do. I, like, look her up. And I think she was the one where she said, like, you shouldn't be washing your face in the morning. You should only wash it at night. You should just be rinsing it in the morning.
So Charlotte famously does not wash her face in the morning because she's super sensitive. I would never dog her and what she does. I stopped washing my face in the morning because of her, and now I'm starting to do it again.
Okay.
It all depends. When you sleep, for me, I sleep with this like little heavy face mask on. Oh. I'm rolling around. And I put a lot of stuff on my face before bed, and I want to make sure that shit is gone. So I do a very mild cleanser now when right before I do all my skincare for the day and my sunscreen and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I love that Charlotte doesn't. She's super sensitive, so she's like, I don't need another layer of cleansing and whatnot. I think everyone do experiment and see what you like. Yeah. I wasn't washing my face for like months because of her in the morning.
Not at all? Or just, oh.
Just not in the morning.
Got it.
But now I've started to do a really gentle cleanse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I just started doing it. I think it's good.
Yeah.
To just splash it in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I just do everything else normally. But would toner be a good time for that if you're not?
I would say for that, this is what I would do.
Okay.
I would do my water splash. And then I would dry my face and I would pour a little of that in your hands and just pat it on.
Okay.
And then do your cream, your serum, your sunscreens, whatever you do. And at night too. This is lovely. What's the brand of it? Just let's give them a shout out.
Heritage Store.
It's essentially just that rose toner that you see at Target and whatnot. It's pink and it smells lovely and it's nice. Chelsea, I kind of want you to grab from the grab bag of fun because you didn't do it last week.
Okay, Mary, I'm down.
And we might as well get you out of the way because you did record in person.
Okay.
What now, is what Chelsea going to grab? Exciting. There are some very shitty things in there. Taylor actually got lucky. There are some red hair. Oh, you got a pussy wash.
Isn't that just a pussy, fucking perfect?
A pussy wash. Can you please read what that is?
I'm actually so excited about this. This is it real?
I have no idea, to be honest.
I'm so sorry to the... whoever brand this is, it's R-A-E-L.
Yes.
Natural Foaming Feminine Wash. pH balanced, paraben free, gynecologist tested.
There you
go. I can put you all up in my puss.
Now, I will say, this has been a point of contention on Attribute. Many episodes, I've had gynecologists on. I've had all these people on. Don't go inside your pussy.
No.
Only outside. Lips. Skin. Only outside.
Yeah,
our bodies are self-cleaning ovens.
Yes.
We don't need, so just, I'm putting that out there for everybody. No. Do not put that inside.
Keep it outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep us posted how you like it.
I cannot believe I pulled this.
This bag has magical properties because of all the items in that bag, that's what you chose.
And we all know that I have, look, if you're a guy who's newly dating me, please turn this off right now. 1, 2, 3. Great. Okay. I have this really bad recurring yeast infection problem because I went to Japan and sat in onsen with a tampon in and and got a really bad yeast infection.
Wow.
And ever since then, I've been getting recurring yeast infections. Wow. And I don't sit in puddles. I don't just sit in wet bathing suits all day long, as Taylor and I have discussed previously. I'm doing all the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the right underwear.
Yeah.
I'm taking vagina probiotics.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing all the
have
things.
Have you done any of those little are they, what is it? The
suppositories?
Yeah.
Honey, I've shoved so boric much shit acid. Up my vagina to try to deal with all of this, okay? I have my gynecologist on fucking speed dial.
Don't you think Diflucan should be in vending machines? I'm calling Joe Biden. He should have ran on that.
Call Kamala.
I'm telling you, the fact that we have to call our gyno, go get swabbed, wait a week for the fucking test, just put Diflucan in their drugstore.
Leave me alone.
On the shelf.
Anyway, the fact that I pulled this, and I just wanted to, on the way here, Taylor and I was like telling her all about commiserating, about my fucking yeast infection problems. It's so annoying.
And she was like trying to tune it out. And,
feeling her pain.
She likes to hear about what's going on with my girl down there.
Anyway,
thank you for this. Because I'm actually really excited. If this cures all my problems, I'll do for free, honey. I'll do whatever you want.
Okay. Incredible. Well, I'm excited. You both got a really nice item from the grab bag of fun.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't know if you're hungry, Taylor. I don't know if Chelsea warned you about this.
No, but I'm ready.
So I was reading your tweets and just seeing what you're up to. And you tweeted about protein bars.
Uh-huh.
You tweeted about, if I have trust issues, then why did I blindly try 3 new protein bars or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I recently bought some protein bars, and it was a... I've never purchased protein bars in my life. It was the most random thing, and I brought you one to try.
Ooh.
And I would love your opinion.
Okay.
Are you a protein bar enthusiast?
Here's what it is. Yeah. I try not to do sugar or... Mm-hmm. Whey protein is milk. I'm trying to do dairy. So it's hard to find. And now I'm like trying to do the vegan thing.
Yeah.
So it's hard to find bars.
Yes.
That are all those things. Like Lara bars do that. And that's kind of it.
Well, I don't work for this company, but this is right up your alley based on everything you just said. So I'll tell you the backstory. So I don't support the Kardashians. I don't follow them, but we're all interested in what they're up to an extent. Mm-hmm. Now that Courtney is dating my boy Travis, you know, my pop punk king, I just took a look and I one day clicked on her Instagram. I never look, I don't follow them, and I looked at her story, and she does run a company called Poosh, which is a goop of sorts.
Incredible. There Who's was a, coming a, up with these names.
I'm telling you. There was a swipe up link for these protein bars, and I was like, motherfucker, I'm gonna buy a Kardashian product. I didn't use her link, though, because I am petty. I did go to a third party and get my guy. I was like, oh, you're not getting my affiliate money, Courtney.
Scorpio.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
That's true. Scorpios famously don't use affiliate links. We make sure nobody gets a cut. This is called a red bar. Radiant energy, delicious, delivered. And there's only 4 grams of sugar. And there's 10 grams of protein, 11 grams of fiber. There's probiotic adaptogens, and it is vegan, honey.
What?
I have 2 flavors. Please choose. We have oatmeal and we have mint chocolate.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I am going to look at the ingredients.
Oh, yes, please do, because I'm vegan. I bought these.
Oh, these look great. There is cane sugar in them.
Okay, but there's only 4 grams of the whole bar.
Right.
So if you eat a corner of it,
you'll be fine.
It's not gonna.
I know. No, yeah, it'll be fine. I am like that, where I'm like, ugh, they have cane sugar. But then if it's just sugar from fruit, I'm like, it's fine. And then there's people who are like, that's the same thing. And you're like, is it though?
But then there's the fake sugars, which they're not good.
Those are bad.
Some people say they are. I don't know.
But then stevia is fine, but no,
stevia's
it's
fine because it's from a plant.
Stevia is fine,
but
right?
Stevia is so sweet.
Just put a little bit less.
I know.
Have you
I
had
really
the gummies?
Know a lot about this.
Have you had the stevia smart gummies? Sweets? Those are stevia.
Yeah, those are
Great.
Monk fruit as well.
Yeah.
Oh, we monk love a monk fine. Fruit.
We love a monk fruit.
We love a monk fruit.
Those are really good.
We love a good tech and a monk fruit. You
know? We sure do.
Try it. I'm excited. Okay. The little corner's not going to be enough
sugar
for it to mess with your
we're
body.
Fine.
I'm curious because as somebody sort of on the pulse of what's happening and on the go and traveling, I thought Taylor might have a really, she could really sell us on these bars. Ooh. And I don't work for this company. I don't think Courtney does either. They were just affiliate links. All right, she's trying the corner. And she did choose the oatmeal flavor.
Mm-hmm.
She chose the oatmeal flavor. Now listen, protein bars, they're not known for being delicious. I don't think they're going to change your life.
Right.
Wow, I'm not getting a radiant energy from her face.
Radiant energy, delicious, delivered.
I'm not getting a radiant energy from her reaction right
now. Yeah, I'm not either.
They're not a sponsor, right?
No.
Okay.
No, they've given me no money.
Here's the thing. If you want like a protein bar,
mm-hmm.
then this is probably really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find bars that have like nuts in them and just get protein that way.
Yes.
I don't want like protein powder
in
my bars. Yeah. This has protein powder in it, like clearly.
Yeah.
Now, if you're into that, this is great.
Yeah.
Especially that it's vegan. That's crazy. Like this is a good option. These are not vegan because they have egg in them. But something that's similar to this is those RX bars. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which there's no processed sugar in that. It's 4 ingredients, but one of them is eggs. But yeah, not my favorite.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate the, I appreciate the approach for sure.
Yeah.
And it's gluten-free, vegan and gluten-free. Here,
did
you try
Courtney
it.
Lead
you
us
try
astray?
It and tell me what you think.
Did Courtney lead us astray? I never buy anything off Instagram. And again, I did not use her link, but I was intrigued because 10 grams of protein, 11 grams of fiber, 4 grams of sugar, and vegan is hard to find.
It
I
is
like
hard
it.
To find.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
You like it?
I want
yeah, try. I think for a protein bar.
I like it a lot.
But it tastes like protein powder.
Oh, wait.
The aftertaste.
The aftertaste is funky, honey. It's funky.
It's bad. It's
No. I like the initial landing.
That's what I'm saying. The initial landing feels like an RX bar.
The initial landing was
like
cute,
a softer RX bar.
But then the takeoff was... It left a funky...
This tastes like what I would imagine a bird's nest tastes like. Earthy, grainy,
yeah.
A little dirt, a little grass.
Yeah.
It's just not... There's nothing good about that.
No. Yeah, I don't.
If you ask me, y'all were being too nice.
I was trying to be positive.
The initial landing was okay for me. I eat RX bars, and I'm like, these are kind of gross, too.
They are.
But they're doing the job.
Yes.
Right.
Like you said, it's not a Snickers bar. Your serotonin is not going to rise.
Yes.
This.
Yeah.
Your
this
dopamine
is
going to stay.
This is, I'm on the go. I need sustenance. Yeah. I'm a human being, unfortunately. Yeah. And I just need to keep on going.
Yes. Fuel.
Yes.
So it tastes like fuel.
Yeah.
But the aftertaste is funky, Mom.
Not good.
Funky.
I'm not a fan, and unfortunately, I bought about $7.
Okay, let's try the other one.
No, I don't think we even need to try the other one. Are you kidding? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So we're all saying no to the Courtney bar.
Yeah. I think if you want to be vegan and you need like a bar, I think Lara bars are good.
Mm-hmm. But how many protein?
I don't know about protein.
Listen, if you want to push your way through life, these might push you through.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they're going to.
Well,
by the
this
way,
is what
comes from her kid, Penelope.
Oh, it's they call her Poosh.
But again, it's
I
so
love the car. I'm sorry. I'm the opposite of you. I follow all of them. Yeah. And I go,
did
I
you see this link?
Well, I guess no. I didn't see that. But this will push you through the day, but not in a way that you want. So that's my hot take.
Right.
We're saying
but isn't
no?
like protein kind of a scam where we don't actually need...
You don't need as much.
As much it? Protein.
We
as
definitely don't need as much, but we do need... we need it.
Right.
Sure.
Especially if but you're vegan. You got to find alternative sources.
Right. But you take like an iron supplement, right?
It's harder for your body to... you have to pair it with the right things to help your body absorb supplement-based iron or other supplement-based...
Like what? What do you have to...
I have a minor in nutrition from NYU, so I guess I'm just a freaking genius. Some things have to go paired together in order for your body to absorb it. Because like in meat-based... if you eat a steak, for example, it's got like all the stuff in it to help your body absorb it. But yeah, if you're vegan, you just have to pair stuff together and then you'll get it.
How interesting.
I do feel better when I don't eat meat, which is a shame. I really like eggs though. I might try to do like...
just eggs.
Yeah. I have done that for periods of my life and I do feel better. And then I read something else that was like, I'm focusing on like inflammation stuff because I'm like dealing with
low inflammatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like... I read something that said like the yolks are what's inflammatory, but then yolks are good for.
Yeah.
It's just there's like you said, everybody's fighting each other.
Yes,
nobody agrees.
Nobody agrees.
It's like
even push.
I looked it up. Vitamin C. If you want to get your iron, vitamin C. Pair it with that.
Oh great! Just, yeah, anyway. Dude, I take everything. Yeah. I challenge you to find something I do not take.
Oh, so you're on the supplement train?
I have so many fucking supplements.
Yeah.
Well, what? I thought. I mean. So many. Well, I thought I have gotten a few UTIs in my life. I thought I kept getting UTIs.
Yeah.
Now I'm convinced it's something else because I kept going in and I didn't have an infection. Mm-hmm. But they were like, we don't see an infection, but here's more antibiotics.
Yeah.
Which just like...
And antibiotics can fuck you up.
Oh, they
not
fuck you up.
Not good for your microbiome
and
that gut health,
honey.
No. And then you're on like tiptoes trying not to get a yeast infection. It's just a nightmare. So now I think I'm having either reaction to medication or something called interstitial cystitis, which is just like bladder pain. Is this gross for a beauty podcast?
We love it.
I'm going to say it because again, power of TikTok, I posted a video about recurrent UTIs and a bunch of girls were like, I thought I had that.
Yeah.
And because all these girls were like, try this. And I was like, I do all of this every day. I take this powder. I take this supplement. I do everything. And a bunch of girls were like, oh, I thought I had that. And it's IC. And so... you have to cut out everything. You can't have caffeine. You can't have alcohol. You got to be careful with sugar. You got to be careful with tomatoes and like citrus and fruit.
Tomatoes? What did they ever do to your puss?
Well, it's acidic, so it's your bladder.
Oh,
and
right.
So, but you feel like it's.
I like to
else.
Just rub a tomato right on her and just kind of like take it in.
But yeah. So I've been trying to mess with my diet with that. So I just kind of cut everything out and now I'm like, all right, let's
see. So what do you eat? Sawdust?
Truly. The last 2.5 weeks I've had like very little gluten, which I'm like, should I cut this out completely? And then I've still been having tomatoes because I'm like, fuck you guys.
There can't be that much in a tomato.
Right.
It's not like you're pouring lemon juice down your gullet.
Right. Well, and lemon juice is supposed to help with UTI. So it's just lemon juice is good for everything else.
Right.
And it's just too much. So I do have like hot lemon water in the morning. I think that's fine. It's like a third of a lemon. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I haven't had any fruit except for berries and like maybe a banana at the airport. And then I haven't had any meat. I've been doing the just egg stuff mm-hmm. from Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. I had eggs like,
do we like?
Twice. It's I don't fine. Like it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. I can't get the consistency right. My boyfriend, for some reason, is better at it. Like yeah. he'll make it and I'm like, this almost tastes like yeah. eggs. And then
I got to get his secret.
Yeah.
It's what too spongy.
What the hell did any of us do in like the 1700s?
I know.
Like what?
We all died when we were 12.
Yeah.
We didn't have to deal with this shit.
We didn't have a full grown
vagina. We got scurvy
yet.
And yeah. ended it all.
Jesus Christ.
We yeah. probably had higher pain tolerances though. Cause maybe I'm just a wuss. I don't know. But I feel everything that I do is bad for it. I'll have issues when I fly for a long time. So like I flew all day yesterday and like last night I was in pain and I'm like, oh, this feels like a muscular spasmy
bless
thing
you.
So I've just been doing like pelvic exercises, but also just in case it's a bladder wall issue, I'm like trying to eat really carefully. It's just
the bladder nightmare. I don't think bladder cystitis has ever come up on Attribute.
I'm putting it
it's
out there
first.
Because I this is one of those things where I'm sure so many women deal with it and don't know what it is.
Yes.
And they will not diagnose you with it unless they like do everything else. And so they test you for everything. And then they will just straight up say like, some women are just unlucky. Like, we don't know. It's just what happens to some people. Might be genetic. I saw a urologist and she was like, you are younger. You might just have a tight pelvic floor and it'll be better once you have kids.
Oh, wonderful.
And I was like, seriously?
Vagina will be great.
I know. Maybe I should.
Yep.
I'll name him ibuprofen.
I'll call your boyfriend. I'll put it on the books for you.
I wonder if a Kegel bell would help you.
They told me not to do Kegels.
Oh, well,
because it's tightening.
Well, the thing about the Kegel bell is that you stick it up and then the bell hangs out of you. So you look like a little bell tower. But
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. Oh, we love a Kegel bell in Attribute. But it would teach you if your pelvic floor was super tight, if you were clenching it all the time, yeah. you would automatically know, because that's the whole point. It's to teach you what is your pelvic floor and what isn't. It's supposed to teach you like, oh, this is what it is. So if you are like chronically tight or maybe because of anxiety, you clench your yeah. pelvic floor all the time and you don't even know it, you'd be like, oh, shit. I'm clenching my puss right now.
I love that.
Is there one in this bag?
I have one over there. I do
Shut
have
up.
One.
Do you use it? Does it work?
This is a non-used one.
But you do use it and it works?
Yeah. Oh. I use it for other reasons. Okay. I was divorced. I turned my shit around. How do you think I did it? How do you think I got this fucking house? You turn that shit around with a Kegel bell. Use code NATCH. But I do have one. Take it. Play with it. I don't give a shit.
Really?
I have an unused one in my box.
Oh my God. I will so take you up on that. But that's the thing. I don't know if it'll make it worse.
Well, no. Because for you, it would just be an experiment to see if your pelvic floor is tight. If you have it released.
Okay.
You might be like tightening it all the time and not even know it. It's really interesting.
Also, it'd be good for our friendship if you could send me a video of you using it. That, I think that it would actually be good for us in our sisterhood and our bond.
I will say it is fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
I think that you need to take it and send me a video of you using it.
I mean, I've sent Chelsea a video of me listening to audio porn before because Chelsea thought it was weird that I didn't watch porn and I was like, I'll try something.
I don't think it's weird that you don't watch porn. I just think it's weird that you listen to audio porn that is...
She's an audio learner.
No.
It's not the audio porn that's weird. It's what she was... the content of the porn. And I was like, now this is new information.
But I was laughing at it. For context, I wasn't sending it to her like, this is me getting off. I was sending her a video of me listening to it laughing hysterically because it was so funny.
Well, I wanted to hear it.
Jackie's
now.
Like, what is your friendship?
I'll send it to you. We have a weird friendship.
I love it. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. No, because I told Chelsea I didn't watch porn or like use any. Great. I don't use it. I just Amazing. Masturbate to silence. And she thought that was so weird.
Masturbate to silence is a new one for me. I've never really heard that. You know,
no, like, I completely relate to that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I would have.
It's meditative.
I probably had music on during sex maybe 3 times in my whole life.
So it's just like dead silence.
Silent.
All you hear is the fan.
I also cook in silence. I work in silence.
No, that makes sense.
I just feel like the world is so loud. It's such a loud place.
Okay.
I like a little quiet.
And you're, okay.
My That's mind so needs to center.
Take yourself to another dimension. I get it. I
Why
like.
Why not?
I want to get rid of all of the noise.
You of
in
all
my head.
People, you're an open woman. Don't judge other people.
I'm not judging.
Don't silent shame. Don't silent shame us.
I'm so sorry.
We like to flick our bean in peace.
I am not judging.
What's wrong with that?
I'm, Jackie?
Yes.
I'm so sorry that you even thought I was judging. I'm not judging. Yeah. I'm curious.
You were just telling me about your squirting workshop in Jamaica.
No, I'm not.
You
know? I'm not judging. I swear I'm going to go home and think about this for the next 12 hours. Yeah. I'm not judging. I am curious about it because it's just something I've just never considered. Yes. That's all.
Yes. That's all.
It's not judgment.
Open your mind
to curiosity.
Silent flicking. Yeah.
And it is fun.
No, silent flicking.
Like, I wish I had, I guess it's like I have to turn my brain off with sound.
Yes, yeah. I hear that.
Mm-hmm. So that's what it is.
I'm
curious about people.
Because if I put on music, I'll be like, sometimes I feel I've got to. And then I start trying to sing the song.
I understand. And, so I'm fascinated by people whose brains are able to just focus on the task at hand.
Yes.
Like, I need to be smoking weed and listening to something to turn my brain off. That's what I need.
Yes.
So no judgment. Flick that bean in. Go into a soundproof room.
Yes. I'm going to go to that room that you go so deep in that you hear the blood going through your veins.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard of that?
That sounds awful.
It's this underground room. I saw it on Tumblr. This ages me. Way deep. It's like 100 doors, and you get in there, and it's so quiet, you can literally hear your blood going through your body.
I hate that.
I want to flick my bean in there hard.
Again, you can hear the blood rushing to your clit.
Yes.
I wonder what an orgasm sounds like in there.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Bring Natch Butte in there
but
and
could
try
you
it
even
out.
Really hear it? Whoa. Who knows? Okay.
It's fun to stump Chelsea, though. It's fun to tell Chelsea something and have her be like, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That could be a new segment
Chelsea's
on
so
Natch
Butte. Adventurous.
How to stump Chelsea.
Happy to be there for it.
Yeah.
Again, never judging, just fascinating.
Yes.
That's it. That's my thing. Yes. Whatever gets you there, just don't hurt any animals or babies. And other than that, down.
Same. How did you two meet?
It's a meet cute. Well, we know each other through stand up, but we met at a show, but we courted each other on Instagram.
Yeah.
Everybody told me to be friends with her, and I go, well, I don't know what to tell you. I can't just go up to her and say, everyone says we should
be
friends. Well,
yeah.
I can, but
that would be very
odd. Everyone was like, do you know Taylor? You guys would be really good friends. I'm like, great. I don't know what to tell you. If I see her on a dating app, I'll swipe right and say, let's be friends.
Right.
But we had a little Instagram courtship, and then we met at a show, Eli Olsberg show.
Yeah, I think you followed me on Instagram, and I either followed you back or you were commenting.
I was really trying to
on
go
my
for
post.
It.
I'm so impressed. That's called manifestation, honey. That is called securing the bag. Okay?
I was securing the bag. Well, I was like, everyone says we should be friends with her. I'll fucking be friends with her. So
and Chelsea has a very good Instagram. And just, I was like, who is this person? Like, clearly they're in comedy somehow. But so she and I became like Instagram friends. And then I met her at a stand-up show. And she was like, hi, I'm Chelsea. We know each other on Instagram. And I was like, what is your job?
She was like, are you a trust fund kid? And I was like, honey, I wish.
I was like, what do you do? And
we
she's
all
like,
need
oh,
at
I'm
least
a traveler.
One of those in our friend group for sure.
I was like, I wish I was a trust fund kid, but I was I had that travel job at the time, pre-pandemic, rest in peace. And I was traveling all the time. And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. I have a job. Do you want to get a salad? I like didn't know what to say. I was like, do you want to get salads? Girls like salad, right? We like salads. Let's get a salad. So we like got salads and then became sisters. And that's how we became friends.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Now she's my blood relative now. My Christian blood relative.
We became friends and then I went through a horrible breakup. And then we got really close during that, I think.
This is a podcast about me and Taylor's friendship now.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah. Use code.
We talk about flicking our bean in silence, Manuka honey on the face, and how to get a friend in LA, a female friendship. Not easy. All three things we all need insight on.
And this got so much deeper than I thought it would. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I took pictures of all my serums.
Well, I would like to pivot back to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll stop talking.
I would particularly, we can end on, again, you already mentioned, you're traveling all the time. I bet you have a travel bag down. You're like, these are the things I use. This is what I have. We would love to know that routine. The on-the-go comic routine. I'm young. I'm fresh. I'm looking good. What are you using, Taylor?
For skincare?
Yeah.
Okay. So my gosh, let me look. All right, so
apparently she did buy a cleanser.
I did buy a cleanser. You know? So I started using that Is Clinical.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
Is Clinical. That ain't cheap.
Is Clinical. Yeah. A friend of mine,
a rich friend, Press fund? I'm just kidding. That shit ain't cheap.
Hannah Einbinder posted about it, and I was like, is this good? And she was like, yeah, like
everybody loves it.
Loves
That's
it.
That's what Kristen Bell uses that.
Does she? Mm-hmm. See, I don't even know. But I got that, and that goes, so I used their, I think it's the vitamin C serum in the morning, and then their cleanser.
Nice.
And then there's
cleanser too, honey. We love a duo.
Yeah, and then there's like a hydro cool serum at night. So
wow, you got the whole line.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
So
we love that. We should all do that. Why do we all have 50 different brands? Just buy out their whole stash.
Commit.
And now I only use it at night, so it'll last twice as long.
There you go.
So in the morning, I'm not washing it. Mm-hmm. So
now you're going to do your toner.
Right. Now I'm going to do the toner, but I do use the, so I do the super serum from them, and then I do the polypeptide cream from Drunk Elephant, which is just something that
a green top, I believe.
Yes, green top that Whitney Cummings gave me at one point, and then I was like, "Well,
I would
just trust have to use
her with
now.
My life." The skin
skincare.
She's a goddess. Yeah. She's
the glowiest person.
But she's
in my life.
So into skincare. She's been into skincare and anti aging for. I remember again Tumblr reading her Tumblr like 100 years ago, and she was like, "This is how you keep your shit on point."
Yeah,
so
this is why she looks like she's
take anything she gives you.
Yeah,
and light a candle at night to the skincare goddess.
Right. So I've been using that, and then I got the facialist also told me because I ask everybody I have horrible dark under eye circles, and every makeup artist I talk to is just like, "It's genetic. You can't do anything." They're like, "If you're not dehydrated, we don't know what to tell you." So I've been using this, and I do think it makes a little bit of a difference. Is the Jan Marini Luminate eye gel, which I don't even think is exactly what the facialist told me to get. She told me to get like a glycolic cream for under my eyes, but this was the closest thing I could find online was the eye gel, so I used that under my eyes.
Okay, I have a tip. I have an idea.
Please.
So Charlotte Palermino, who we were talking about earlier, she owns a company called Do Skin.
Okay,
she makes these forever under eye masks.
Do those work?
They're incredible.
Really?
So I wake up with them. I just started getting under eye circles. I don't know if I just hit. I'm like, I'm a homeowner.
It's Ashkenazi.
Oh, I have a mortgage. It's because of
Ashkenazi Jews. Yeah, we've got notorious.
So because I converted, it's just now starting to hit. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, welcome.
So I looked in the mirror and I was like, no. So I use the Good Molecules Miramamata eye gel.
Oh.
Similar-ish product because it's like a gel, right?
Yes.
So what you do is you're going to put that gel and then you're going to get these little eye masks and they literally seal in the serum so it has nowhere to go but your skin. And it's genius. I truly at first was like, these are pieces of rubber. I was like, what is this? No, they fucking work. I take them off. It makes that little under eye pillow sink out. Like they're gone.
Wow.
I'm so impressed.
Well, that's for, is that bag or darkness?
No, mine is a little tiny little bag.
Oh,
mine's not a bag. It's
no,
a
just
dark.
A little dark.
So what do you
no,
dark?
But I think it will. But I think it might work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try
I'm
it.
Willing to try. I also started putting, this is another thing I learned from her is I think she calls it slugging to put Vaseline all over your face. I'm too scared to put it all over my face.
I haven't done that either.
But I've done it under my eyes with that gel. And I think it probably does a similar thing where it like locks it in. I also have, I don't know what it is. It's like on the end of my nose. The facialist was like, you might need to see a dermatologist to get it like burnt off or something.
Oh,
it's
wow.
like a, it's like a, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a sebaceous filament or something.
Oh, I don't know.
It's whatever. It's a,
you
it's
have a great
pore.
Nose.
Thank you.
It's real, right?
But the right.
Good for you.
It is. But the tip of it will get like irritated and inflamed. It's almost like it gets, it's almost like it gets clogged, but not really. There's just like a tiny little dot and it's so annoying. So I'm trying to figure out what to do for that. And then
the esthetician wouldn't do anything for you? They couldn't zap it off or anything?
Well, she was just a facial. She was just doing a facial.
Got it.
So she was like, you might need to see like a dermatologist or an esthetician.
They could probably just blast it off with a laser.
Right?
I had a little angiofibroma. Yes, that is also my drag name. It was like this little zit that wouldn't go away.
Okay.
And it was driving me nuts. I had it for like 3 years. And then one day I finally went and they just go with a little laser and it popped it off and it never came back.
Love
Maybe
a laser.
That's what it, okay, I'm going to look into that. Yeah. And then I started using, it's embarrassing how recently I started using sunscreen on my face every day. It was this year.
No, that's great. I started after you, so.
Did you?
You're ahead of the trend.
You have
sure.
such good skin. Thank that you. Makes me feel better. Yeah. Okay. And then I started using the daily, it's SPF 50.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the La Roche Posay one.
La Roche Posay all day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Again, found it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's the daily anti-aging primer with sunscreen. And it's like the best face sunscreen I've ever used in my life.
It doesn't get in your eyes.
No.
Okay, because that's my thing. Eyes and mouth.
Seriously. It's thick.
Halfway through the day, I'm like, why does my mouth taste like ass?
I know. No, it's
dude,
like thick.
I don't know. I've been using Super Goop Glow Oil on my face. Am I supposed to not be using that on my face? Is that just
Well,
the
they
body?
Have a face one.
Oh.
They have a face one.
I got a huge one, and I'm like, I want to use it up.
Be careful.
It hurts.
Be careful.
If it goes into my... No, why? What?
Well, just... I don't know. I personally don't put things that say body on my face.
Okay.
Just because, I don't know. I'm not trying to fuck with
that. Is that what Big Oil wants you to think?
Right.
Big Oil, that's true. That but actually is
does
a
Does Big
that
Oil
is also
just want you to think you've got to get a separate oil for your face and a separate oil
that's
for
true.
Your body? Big Oil is lying to you,
that
Jack.
Actually, you got me. Listen, you look great. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what I say.
I also don't get it. I don't get it like too close to my eyes. I also got a Dermalogica. I just went to CVS and they have someone in there helping you now.
Yes.
And I'm like, what do I get
They've
for my eyeballs?
They set this shit up, man.
They're, this is only SPF 50, but it's
that's a lot.
Dermalogica or 15. Sorry. This is it's a Dermalogica total eye care. And it's for
nice.
Just for your like,
yes.
I do that like on my eyelids
yes.
and stuff.
That's smart. This game is strong.
Look. We're trying.
She keep in like, I don't know. I don't know.
This
no,
is so
this
recent
is so
that
good.
I got into.
Now she's
no,
like, here's
I'm
40 products
yeah,
that you...
$700 serum.
Yeah.
No, and Whitney Cummings gave me a face cream.
I'm like, she came in all like bashful.
No,
what are you talking about?
The
you
game is
correct
strong.
Today.
Honey,
correct.
Honey, I knew.
Yeah, you had a feeling.
Yes.
She also gave me... Yeah, Whitney also gave me another Drunk Elephant thing, which is like the facial oil, the like virgin marula. And that I use at night.
Yes.
And that's... And then I have keratosis on...
Are those a little bumps?
I have it too. Honey.
You have keratosis too?
Oh my god.
Use
that. I use the KP scrub thing too. It's the one.
Oh my god.
It's horrible.
I heard this was good. And apparently there's a cleanser too. It's the CeraVe SA lotion for rough and bumpy skin. Again, TikTok. Found it all on TikTok.
Yeah. I have made spreadsheets.
Sponsor this? TikTok should sponsor
Well,
this
I did TikToktober. In October, and I had all TikTok stars on.
Incredible.
And that's when I had Hiram on, and
God.
I had Charlotte on a couple months ago. But
I have to go back and listen.
I love TikTok.
I love it.
And I really should get sponsored or something. I tell everybody to go to it.
I'll go.
It's my favorite. My favorite self-care now is bath and TikTok.
Yeah.
That's it. Leave me alone. Give me an hour. Let me scroll. Let me see what Hiram and Michaela are doing. Let me see everybody.
It's the height of luxury.
Yes.
Bath and TikTok.
Yes.
I was for the last shutdown in January, February, I was taking a bath and watching TikTok every single night.
Yes.
It was so luxurious.
Cool. Humble brag. Can't take a bath because my yeast infection
I'm sorry.
Will come back.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about it a little bit more.
What if you stand and you spray yourself with a spray bottle? And you watch TikToks standing in the shower.
Get a
Turkish bath. Oh,
get a foot bath. Get a foot
with like the little jets in it.
Yeah,
I don't hate this idea.
And sit
that
in a chair.
Fun. I don't hate it.
You get a hot towel. Put it on your face.
Ooh, do a sheet mask.
Ooh.
I'm gonna get that fancy under eye thing.
Yes,
and try to get this Ashkenazi under eye situation under control, babe. I'm gonna
the only
cathartic.
Thing for the coloring. You just gotta do concealer.
Yeah.
You could do color correcting. You could do like a peach.
What's your favorite under eye concealer?
These days I do like a light coverage, but if I'm going for coverage, Tarte Shape Tape.
Tarte Shape Tape. See, I've tried that, but it's so like
you don't need it.
It's too thick.
No,
it's
you don't
too
need
thick
it.
For me. I like.
Yeah.
I
y'all are too.
Creamy radiant
y'all are young and beautiful.
Forever.
I have this. I'm wearing stuff right now. I got the Elf brightening.
Yes.
Pen.
So that's a Tarte. That's a Tarte dupe.
Oh, it
is.
That, again, fucking TikTok.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out to TikTok and say, excuse me.
Yeah.
There's
sponsor
also.
This pod. There's,
at least give me a check mark.
We talk about you. Non-stop.
Those check marks are hard to get on TikTok.
Damn.
You have to earn them. It's so weird.
It is weird.
And then if you get your reps to get you one, the kids come for you.
Do they?
They're like, you didn't fucking earn this.
Wow.
Yeah. You already answered this question. Self-care rituals. You just said one of them is TikTok and bath.
Yeah.
You share that with me. Do you have any others that you are must-haves every day?
This is so basic, but it's something I only started doing the last 2 weeks.
Is it Chugi?
No, I don't think so. I started bringing a heating pad on the road with me.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the pelvic stuff.
Yes.
And I'm like, this will help my muscles. But... it's honestly just really comforting. Yes. Like, even if it's not that, just for to be in a hotel room.
Is it a plug-in one?
Yeah, it's a plug-in one.
Yeah, so that'll never go out for you.
Yeah.
I have a little rice one that you put in the microwave.
Ooh.
That my sister made me.
Not every hotel room has a microwave.
And you don't want to put that in there. You don't know what's been in there.
It's but that's so true. Yes. You really don't.
Amazing.
Oh, you know what you should get?
Hmm.
Oh, I should go get it for you to try. I bought my husband, I almost said boyfriend. It's hard to keep up because I've famously been divorced. I got him a massage for his birthday and it was like $400.
Oh my God.
But it was insane. It was like 90 minute or like 2 hour, whatever. And the guy was like, he was incredible. And the guy was like, if you want the best shiatsu massage machine, I will send you the link. And he sent me the link and I believe it's like $40 and it is from Amazon. This motherfucker heats up. It turns all sorts of directions. I should honestly have it on my back right now. It has a car charger. You could literally drive with it. I watch TikTok on it. It's incredible. You got to put it on
What's
that
it
bag.
Called?
I'll send you the link.
Send me
the
link.
I'll post it on Nashview.com.
Send me the link.
It's so cheap and wonderful. And oh, baby, is it hitting the spot.
Oh, wow. That is
I do my head, my feet, my ass, my neck.
That's
and it
amazing.
Heats up. You could do your bladder. You could do the front.
Feels like a mother's love right on the body. And that's what I would like to have all the time. Wrap me up in that.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Oh, I also started doing, I was doing the new face thing. I got like a tiny one.
Yeah. I have the mini
a while
too.
Ago.
Yeah. It's the same frequency.
It
yes,
is?
Oh, it good. Is.
And then I got, because of Charlotte,
yes.
I got the Zip,
yes.
which I do think is better. Yeah. And I feel like you can get closer to your eye,
yeah.
which is supposed to help like under eyes or something. And I do feel like it makes, I know it's like a slight difference, but it makes a difference to me.
Yes.
It definitely made a difference. I also got a gua sha. I did like everything.
Because
I have a round face and everyone's like, that's good. Cause
yes,
skin
you look
and
young. Yes.
Whatever. That's fine. Yeah, I got bullied for it as a child mercilessly.
Yes.
Like, my boyfriend will say things. He's like, oh my God, your cheeks are so cute. I'm like, you cannot talk about my cheeks.
Yeah.
I was brutally bullied for my chipmunk cheeks growing up.
They're not chipmunk.
You can't do it.
Look
Thank
at,
you.
Look at Gigi Hadid.
That's
Doesn't
different.
She look like Gigi Hadid?
That's different. The rest of
you
Gigi
look like
Hadid
a
is so tiny.
No, you look like
I
a 1940s.
You look like Gigi Hadid.
Gigi Hadid.
Yes.
No,
I
don't. She could be a 1940s movie star,
but
right?
But I understand. No. Listen, for me, I would rather have fuller because that means that you have collagen
and
you're young.
No wrinkles.
And but, eventually it's going to go away.
But I still have the deep under eye circle. So I'm like, it doesn't seem to be helping that. Maybe if I don't want to get anything done because I'm so scared of something going wrong.
Yeah.
And then having like a droopy eye or something.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, can you just take some of the fullness out of my cheeks and put it like underneath my eyeballs?
Yeah.
It's
the fat transfers are wild.
Really? Well,
I don't know much about it, but it is a thing. Oh, you don't need anything. You're perfect.
Your face is gorgeous.
I'm excited about this Zip. I might have to get one.
I like it.
Yeah.
I really like it.
It's a microcurrency machine. Oh. And apparently the new face isn't actually microcurrent.
Really?
It's something else, but the Zip actually is.
The Zip doesn't hurt my face, too, if I don't put enough, like, gel on or something, or maybe the gel's better. The new face would, like, shock my face.
It's, your whole mouth tastes like you ate aluminum foil, and you're like, this can't be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Not good.
But I do whatever Charlotte says.
So do I.
Yes.
And she says she likes the Zip better, but she's like, it's the same thing. I also saw a video of her saying you can do the same thing with just, like, facial massage and gua sha and all that. And I'm like, okay, but I'm just going to do everything.
I'll bring it up again. Have you seen those girls on TikTok that gua sha and they look completely different?
Yes.
It is wild.
Yes. Cause they like drain. I'm
yes.
Doing
lymphatic
that.
Draining.
I gotta say, I feel like my jawline has improved a lot since doing that.
Yeah.
Like weirdly.
Yeah. There's something to it for sure.
There is.
I had a woman sculpt me one time. I did a really bougie facial and I literally was like, who is that? Is that Kaya Gerber? Honey, is that Cindy Crawford's daughter? And I was like, honey, so there is something to it.
Yeah.
If you keep up with it, it can pay off.
But it takes so long.
It takes so long. And
it's not such a journey.
It doesn't last forever. Like, it would be great for an event or at night before shows or something. But hey, I'm excited for this journey for you. You have to keep me posted on this gua sha.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been doing it pretty consistently since the beginning of the year. And I do feel like it makes a difference.
And I also love that your partner loves the thing about you that you didn't like. Because that's like me. It's like, oh gosh, my voice is so deep or whatever. And my husband loves my voice. Like, you know, it's like the things that make us different and that people, it's your quirk or something that it's always what some fucking asshole pointed out because whatever, they had shitty parents and they hated themselves or something.
It's
and,
so true.
And now it's like, that's what makes us different. I love that I have a deep voice now. I would never go back.
I love me my too. Pear-shaped
tits. I love your voice.
My pear-shaped tits?
I love your voice. You
know
got to do some like audiobook reading.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, what I got bullied for my voice too, like being deep. And now it's nice. It's a nice thing. Yes. I also, this is like not a thing I got bullied for, but I used to be so insecure about the way that I slept because I would sleep on like my side or my face.
I've seen pictures.
You've seen pictures of me sleeping? I look like a baby.
You look like a hamster. It's really cute.
I know. Aww. I have a baby face. Yeah. I squish it up like that.
Right. Uh-huh.
So cute.
It's so, and I was embarrassed.
Who's
I was
photographing you in your
my
sleep?
Boyfriend, okay, because he likes it. He thinks it's like adorable.
It's
he's
cute.
Like, you look
so cute. Taylor, stop it.
I was so mad when he started doing it.
Amazing.
It's how he promoted my Netflix special. He posted a series of pictures of me sleeping.
That's sweet.
And I'm like,
so cute.
Bro, when he first started doing it, he would send it to me like after I went on the road. And I'm like, this is so mean. And he's like, no, you look so cute. And I'm like, I used to sleep turned away from people.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want them to see how I sleep.
Your chipmunk sleep.
Yes, because my mouth open. It's just.
Who cares? You're so cute. They love you. They put themselves inside of you. They love you. They don't care how you're sleeping. You're at your most vulnerable.
That's
true. It's like when you fart in your sleep. You can't be held accountable for those farts. You are vulnerable.
Who looks good when they sleep?
No
one. We're sleeping. We're regenerating. Okay. It's been a long, stressful fucking life.
Yes.
We are here having some time to ourselves.
Yes.
Leave me be.
You're dreaming.
Yes.
You're rejuvenating. And, if you look good while you're sleeping, honey,
fuck
you're not
off.
Sleeping.
No, yeah, fuck you.
You're not doing, nothing's happening. Your body is not getting back to square one.
Exactly.
You look adorable.
Thank you.
Stop. I like your cheeks. I like your sleeps. Enough already. I won't hear it.
Yeah. You're also not supposed to sleep on your face, right? It's like better if
there is some argument to that.
With the wrinkles?
I've had many guests on SPU say they've trained themselves to sleep on their back.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And now that I'm having these pelvic issues, I'm like, it's bad for you to sleep on your stomach for your bladder too. And so I've been sleeping either on my side or on my back. And it is hard to train yourself to do it. I'm sure it's helpful for my face too. And I do the little silk pillowcase
I was going to say, that would be just because the cotton ones apparently pull your moisture out.
Yeah.
We don't have that because then you're imbalanced. Half your face is dry. Half your face is moist.
So we're all combo.
We're all combo here. Well, Taylor, please tell us, I said at the top, you are touring. You're about to start your theater tour. Tell everybody where we can find the tickets. Everybody's going to want to come out, leave their house, get a sitter.
If there's not a fifth wave. TTomComedy.com. You can find tickets to the last few club dates I'm doing this summer. And then all the theater dates this fall.
It's exciting. Where are you playing in LA?
I think we're not doing a theater in LA until next year. But I am around improv and all that stuff.
Well, so
follow me on Instagram for that stuff. Because that's where that'll show up.
It's exciting.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming over.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
I'm excited that you have a toner. You got a pussy wash. Everybody keep us posted. And I would just like to say to my listeners, thank you for listening. And I would like to say, if you want links to everything we've discussed, go to nashby.com. If you want to leave an iTunes review, that would be so nice. But if it's mean, don't leave one. Because who needs that? You know what I mean? We don't look at you when you're asleep. We don't judge you. You don't judge us. And I would also finally like to say, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I look at both of you and say that. You deserve to be happy. And don't forget to cream your neck. And keep that fringe fresh. Taylor, do you cream your neck?
I do. And you know why? Because I listen. You know what I realized? No. I listened to a few episodes of this podcast years ago.
Wow.
On the road.
Wow.
And I remember because when you said cream your neck, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I remember. You're the reason I started moisturizing my neck.
Oh my God. It wasn't even Whitney Cummings?
It wasn't. It was you.
I'm shocked.
Years ago. And I didn't know you were supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was you.
Powerful.
Yeah,
I've got chills.
Yeah. I do too. I'm ending it there. What else is there to say? That's the end of the show.